At the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau annual meeting, I'm visiting with Bev Paul with the American Soybean Association. And first of all, Bev, tell us what you do for ASA.
I'm a lobbyist. I'm one of ASA's Washington representatives. I cover a number of domestic policy issues, including crop insurance.
Well, since we're here at this CURB meeting, our president has come out with a proposed budget. What, if any, kind of impacts do you all see, especially as it relates to crop insurance?
Well, the president's budget, of course, as it has in years past, proposes taking several billion dollars out of the crop insurance program. We, of course, see that as a real threat to the program. And while Congress hasn't acted on his proposals in years past, just the fact that people are still really focusing on the crop insurance program, on farm programs in general, as a place to achieve budget savings when we've already cut $23 billion out of farm programs in recent years is just a continuing concern for us.
So I guess that means it's going to be some busy times this year for you in D.C., huh?
It will be busy. We've got a lot of challenges on the regulatory front. You know, we're watching, of course, with great concern when we're going to get some numbers on the RFS. We watch other regulatory proposals that come out of federal agencies. But, of course, the president's budget and whatever budget proposals come out of Congress, especially as they relate to crop insurance spending, will be a primary focus for ASA this year.
How about just recently, maybe last week, EPA pulled back their interpretive rule, I think, if I understand it, of the, call it WOTUS. What does that mean for agriculture right now? Is that kind of like a short or a little win, maybe?
Well, the interpretive rule that the agencies, that EPA and the Natural Resources Conservation Service put out in conjunction with their proposal on waters of the U.S., I think was just a real misunderstanding. I think the agencies, NRCS in particular, saw that as a way to give farmers some reassurance about what kind of practices they should be using. But instead, it was really interpreted in the countryside as an inclusive list of, if you're not doing it this way, then you're not doing it right. And so it turned into a real misunderstanding. I think Congress ended up in last year's appropriations legislation requiring that interpretive rule to be withdrawn, and the agencies have just done so. But I think it's just a real symbol of the major miscommunication that EPA and the agriculture community are having right now.
So just before we close here, anything else you might want to say on behalf of our soybean growers in terms of what you see as the big kind of priorities and issues? We've hit on a couple of them, but for the coming year.
Sure. Well, we're going to have a busy year. We're watching enthusiastically some of the trade negotiations moving along. Of course, with well over half the soybean crop exported, trade promotion authority and new trade agreements are really important for us. And so we're excited about that. Like I mentioned, we're interested in the RFS, biodiesel very important to us. And then we've got just a lot of work on, you know, continuing support for crop insurance, for farm programs, for our market access and foreign market development programs. We're going to have a busy year.
It certainly sounds like it. Well, thank you very much, Bev, for visiting with me here. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.